Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't know. We just took it one game at a time. You know, nobody panicked after that first one. And stick on balls, you know, play, stuck together as a team, and everything went well. Our guys were awesome, you know. I thought we controlled the puck, you know. We made plays, getting out of the zone, and we had some chances, right? We kept pushing the pace, and paid off.
Is this the best that Marc-Andre Fleury has ever played?
I think you're always as good as your team, you know, and the guys in front of me have been great, and they've been helping me a lot, and it's been a lot of fun.
The familiar voice of Marc-Andre Fleury on NBC Sports after his improbable journey with Vegas back to the Cup Final, the first netminder to go to three straight finals since Billy Smith in New York. The Penguins' dream of winning back-to-back-to-back Cups died. It has not died for Marc-Andre Fleury, who's only four wins away from making it a reality. And I think what we're seeing with Vegas, Ron, is the closest thing to a non-Pittsburgh team winning a Pittsburgh championship. Like, I think here, it's the closest thing to a Pittsburgh team winning a championship, what Vegas is doing.
Well, Fleury's such a popular player here still, and I would think a lot of people in town after the Penguins were eliminated, you know, turn their attention if they're still watching the playoffs.
I think they are.
To see Fleury win. I think there's some people out there, not as many, that would love to see Chris Kunitz win again with Tampa. That would be five, if you can believe that. If Fleury wins Vegas, that would be four for him. It's just almost unfathomable to think about those two, what they have a chance to do. So, be great. You know, I said I'd love to see Washington and Vegas play because of Ovechkin versus Fleury, but it would also be cool to see Tampa and Fleury play, Vegas play. Then either Kunitz or Fleury will make some history.
I think that the entire city and I think really the entire sport is not only just rooting for him but rooting for this team. I think
because it's so unexpected.
They're an underdog story. They're misfits, as Ryan Reeves put it.
What a golden misfits, I think.
They're a likable team because of the tragedy that hit Vegas before the season started. That galvanized them. And the face of the team, the leader of the team, Fleury, is looked at as one of the best guys in the entire sport. And that's not cliched on Pittsburgh because a lot of people, over the course of Fleury's decade-long stretch here, experienced that firsthand. Have some personal encounter with him or some personal anecdote that made their fandom or respect for him or love of him a lasting one. And that hasn't stopped or died out because he changed teams. He is one of the few players in professional sports that I can think of that a city continued to pull for him and root for him just as hard after he left. We saw that with McCutchen when he was in town here. There are rare athletes who, once they leave, it's not out of sight, out of mind. They're still beloved, and he is absolutely that. The closest thing I can think of in hockey to what's going on here with Fleury is what happened in Boston with Ray Bourque. When he won the Stanley Cup in Colorado,
right.
It was like, for Bruins fans who had not seen that team win the Stanley Cup, it was the next best thing.
Everybody felt it was justice served,
yeah.
You know. But what amazes me is we all know how big Fleury is here. The reaction he got when he came home in February. He is every bit as big in Vegas,
yep,
right now. Every bit as big. He's the face of that franchise. The town loves him. And it's all because of his personality. Well, I shouldn't say it. It's all because of his personality, but also because he's been a tremendous player for them this season.
That's another good point.
He is just as big in Vegas as he was in Pittsburgh.
That's another good point. Can you think of many athletes who are iconic in two cities?
No.
Peyton Manning would be one, I think. Indianapolis and Denver, he brings championships
to both
teams.
Only because he won the last championship in Denver. I don't think he would. I would say that if he hadn't won that last game. But, no, you're right. It's very few people that can do that. Very few. And he's done it just back-to-back years.
He's going to get immortalized there, I think, regardless of what happens from here on out. That they got to a Stanley Cup final in their first year, and he's the one. I thought, let me put it this way. I thought with them this season that if they were going to be great, he was going to have to do 99% of the work. That there were going to be games where they got outshot like 45-20, and he was going to need to be perfect for them to win. But one of the things you recognize and watch if you followed them through the playoffs is that unlike the Penguins, they don't beat themselves at all. They don't take stupid penalties. They don't have turnovers that lead to a lot of odd man breaks. Fleury has been phenomenal, don't get me wrong. But I'm so impressed by how structured they are. For a team that's made up of players that came from 30 other teams, for them to have the kind of chemistry and have gelled the way that they have is the most extraordinary thing about this. It's not like a goalie just got hot and he's carried them through the playoffs. I don't look at them as a one-man team.
Although he has been the Conn Smythe favorite.
He has, but...
Now, has he enhanced his Hall of Fame credentials for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You were going into these playoffs, you said no Hall of Famer. He's now eighth all-time.
Yeah, he tied Osgood.
74. If he wins three more, he ties Vernon for seventh. Four more wins the Cup. Then he'll only trail Ken Dryden by two. In regular season, let me see where he is on the list now. I think it is 11 with 404 wins. My goodness, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I want to know.
Three cups to go with it. You know, even though you can say one, he didn't have a lot to do with. The other two, he certainly did. And if they win it this year, it's a flat-out loss.
This is his masterpiece. This is his crescendo moment. I think what he's done with Vegas in these playoffs actually trumps everything that he did in a Penguins uniform. Because those teams had Crosby and Malkin and star players, and this team it has a lot of depth, shockingly, but he's the number one guy. Yeah.
Right.
So I want to know how happy you are for Marc-Andre Fleury, how much you have followed this team, when you jumped on the bandwagon, when you started watching, when you started caring. And what it has meant to you to watch Fleury have this redemption justice serve tour in Vegas. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. How much do you care about what Marc-Andre Fleury is doing in Vegas to get the upstart Golden Knights all the way to the Stanley Cup final? It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.